All right, and we're back. I want to start moving into some of the jazz musicians that played a big part in allowing this music to make the complete crossover. Yet another name for jazz rock fusion was crossover music, people who made the cross from playing straight-ahead jazz to playing a form of jazz that appealed to the masses and got some popularity. Many of these artists, when they first made the crossover, were ridiculed for selling out. You know, many people said that Miles Davis, every time he stopped playing a style of music, that he had sold out to try to do something else. But I am going to play some Miles Davis now. I'm going to play some music from the album Phillies de Kilimanjaro. And we're going to notice that although this music has a lot of stuff in it that we can call as straight-ahead jazz, the rhythmic devices that the rhythm sections are using are a little bit more progressive. We might use that word, advanced might be the wrong word. But the way that the rhythm sections are also interacting and the way that the soloist communicates with the bands are a little bit different. So we're going to hear Philippe Bronze and Petit Maquines. Hopefully we'll get halfway through this second composition before we have to take our first break for the hour. And then we'll come back and we'll listen to a couple of people who fell out of this Miles Davis mold. We're going to listen to a little bit of Tony Williams, a little bit of Weather Report, and maybe if we have time, a little bit of Herbie Hancock. So here we have some Miles Davis from 1968, the album Phillies de Kilimanjaro. Thank you. I see that we're running a little close on time, so I'm going to take the break now, and then we'll start the second hour with that second Miles Davis composition, Petite Maquines.